Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that's one word,
just feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Day today and a blessed day of that. Welcome to the Miller Family Hour of Prayer.
Amen.
I'm Deacon Lowe. I'll be you all host this evening. And I got Auntie Dottie being my co-host to make sure that I follow you all guidelines, if you all don't mind.
Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
God has had a blessing upon us coming together for this prayer service. Okay, I have your phone numbers, and I need you all your name when I call out your numbers so I can know who I'm talking with, all right?
Yeah.
3173.
Barbara.
Good evening, Barry.
Good evening.
5319.
Tawana.
Good evening, Tawana.
Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm fine. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm good. I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. I'm blessed. You're here.
Mm-hmm.
You're thanked.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
1347.
Miss Lewis.
Pardon me? Okay.
Sister Shirley.
Thank you very much. 7682.
What?
7682.
Auntie Dot.
Okay. Thank you very much, co-host. 9463.
Auntie Betty.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And good evening, everyone, if I didn't say everybody. I'm trying to
good
get
evening.
Everything together on this end. Good evening. Good evening. Okay.
Good evening.
We have Brother Bruce in as a listener today. And I'm going to give a quick roll call to make sure that I didn't miss anyone. I have Brother Bruce, Sister Vera, Sister Tawana, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, and Auntie Betty. That's everyone?
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Welcome to the Nettle Family Hour of Prayer, everyone. And I guess we're in the book of Joshua, winning the world battle. If everyone has their book, they turn to page 26, and we'll get started. Well, whoa, that ain't right. We got to do
the
rest of the line.
All right.
Now, I don't got no notes, so if anyone aware of who should be doing the prayer, opening prayer?
Bearer. Yeah.
All right, Sister Bearer. Wait, go ahead when you get ready.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for allowing us to gather in your honor to study your word so we can plant our feet on the right path of righteousness. As it is stated in Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Letting us know we need faith. We cannot do it without your guidance. And we ask in your name, let it be done. Amen.
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 Thank you, Sister Barry. Thank you for a nice prayer. You know, we're a family gathered together to give our honor and praise and prayers unto the Lord on this day. All right, we're going to start John 10:10.
Yes.
And we got a filling the blank portion. Has everyone had their book ready?
Yes.
Okay, moving on. All right. Jesus says that he came to give us life more
abundantly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, the second question is Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Joshua commanded the sun to fill in the blank.
Stand still.
Marvelous. That's marvelous. All right, the third question is Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Jesus commanded the wind to fill in the blank.
Be still.
Yes, sir. All right.
Okay.
Then we move on to Joshua chapter 10, verse 24. Joshua told the warriors to put their blank upon their neck of the defeated king.
What was it?
Well, I see.
Feet.
Jesus told the warriors to put their feet upon the neck of the defeated king. The answer was feet.
And what? And
that
was feet. Okay.
Joshua told the warriors to do what? Put their
feet
upon the neck of the defeated king.
Well, the king.
All right, thank you.
Put his feet upon their neck.
Feet upon their neck.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, everybody got it?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. We're moving on to the next question is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. And it reads, after Jesus' victory on the cross, Jesus' enemy are now blank.
Footstool.
After Jesus' victory on the cross, Jesus' enemy are now his footstool. Amen. Okay, now we're moving on down to where, whenever we're not sure about what we're facing, the most important thing that we can do is look up.
Amen.
I'll start the reading off. Though we can clearly see these parallels from our vantage point, to Moses and the Israelites, Joshua was simply a strong leader. And so it was that after 40 years in the wilderness, Joshua became Moses' successor around the age of 60 years old. Taking on the leadership of an entire nation was a big deal, however. Joshua had dug his well before he needed it. Not only had he practiced a lifetime of faith, but he also had been mentored and prepared for this role for many years by Moses. While Moses' mission was to lead the Israelites out of captivity and through the wilderness, Joshua had a different mission. Amen. And then they want us to read Deuteronomy 3, chapter 1, verse 38. What does God tell Moses about Joshua's future? Will someone pull up Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 38 for me, please?
I have it.
But
okay,
Joshua, you all
what we can hear. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it.
That's it?
Yes. 138.
Okay. Yes. If you all are not speaking, I hear some background noise. It sounds like a TV or something in the background. Could you all mute that, please? Thank you very much. Okay. All right. So what did God tell Moses about Joshua's future?
That he would inherit Israel.
He would inherit Israel. Everyone get that?
Yes.
All right, we're moving on. Sister Shirley.
Yes.
Would you like to read the next passage?
Paragraph.
Yes, right. The next two paragraphs, yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if Joshua knew in advance that he'd lead the Israelites into the promised land, but if he did, I imagine that despite years of preparation, the weight of that impending role still would have felt heavy on his shoulders. We are no different. With every new opportunity comes an unknown frontier. So whenever we are not sure about what we're facing, the most important thing that we can do is look up.
Amen. All right. And the question they have for us, thank you, Sister Shirley. When have you felt the weight of an unknown frontier or new responsibilities? When have you felt the weight of an unknown frontier or new responsibility? And we start off with Sister Barrett.
It said, where have I felt it?
That's every day. Well, do that cause you to have more responsibility, less responsibility? How does that affect
more.
Your responsibility?
It's more responsibility.
But you make it through the day, right?
Oh boy, yes, I make it through today.
Oh, that's a good encouragement.
I pray about it and keep going.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I thank you very much, Sister Barry. Now we'll move on to Sister Tawana. When have you felt the weight of unknown for me?
I didn't put anything down for that one.
You did? Now that we read it, do you have any response?
What weight did you look up to at that time? That's the one you're talking about, you?
Yeah, the question
one
up under that, right.
One
up under that.
Yeah.
When have you felt the weight of an unknown frontier or new responsibility?
I'm like, that's any time.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And when those incidents, when you find yourself in an unknown territory or unknown frontier, did that put a more responsibility? What type of way do you focus your mind? Are you able to adapt to handle these unknown situations in your life?
Yes. It gives you more responsibility on your mind.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that response, Sister Tawana. Now we have Sister Shirley. When have you felt the weight of an unknown frontier or new responsibility?
I would say when my father passed away. Before he passed, he asked me to take care of my brother and his sister. Since that time, three of my brothers have passed on, and his sister, all of them are gone. And it was a great responsibility keeping up with them, doing their sicknesses and doing whatever. They always looked up to me to take care of them. So I had to stay in the Word. I had to follow Jesus.
Amen. That's a great response, Sister Shirley. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on down the line here, we got your Auntie Dot. We have you felt the weight of an unknown. Go ahead.
I'm just saying I passed.
Oh,
that.
You passed?
On
okay,
that.
All right, yeah. Auntie Dot. Well, okay, we go to Auntie Betty.
Well, I'm just like Shirley. When my daddy asked me to take care of him when he was sick, and I didn't know nothing to do but pray because I didn't know how I was going to take care of him when I was working. My children were small, but the Lord worked it out, so...
Oh, yes.
So it was a burden, you know, when they when they put that on your shoulder, you know.
Yes,
so it
ma'am.
Had to fall. Now, that's when you look up. You can't look down. You got to look up.
You got to keep
hold on
up.
The Lord, because that's a lot of pressure.
It is.
Yep. Amen. Thank you for a lovely response, Auntie Betty. I would say a little short episode, when you find yourself in unfamiliar territory, I took a trip once. I was headed to California. Where that I made it was Texas. And my perception of the world wasn't nothing like what I was being exposed to at that time. It wasn't nothing like what I was taught. Or what I perceive on the East Coast, when you get out here toward the West Coast, things are crucially different. And you find yourself, you know, sort of lost. I had to lean on the Lord. I don't think I would have made it to California and live, but I'm glad the Lord turned me around there for that reason, because I made it to California. That's when they were having all them rides and stuff out there. So, you know, we have to depend on Lord, I found out. I have to depend on him. You have to go to him. And, you know, I'm getting to where I'm making it a habit to make sure I say a prayer when the Lord wakes me up in the morning, thank him, and ask for his guidance. Some situation I don't handle right, I say, well, let me take it to the Lord and let it marinate there for a minute and let him guide me through it if it come back, when it come back around or it's time come back up. It's like we as a people that believe in the Savior Jesus Christ, if we don't go to God before we try to take on these unknown, unfamiliar territories, unfamiliar frontiers, things that we have never really been exposed to how to responsibly handle them. That calls for a lot of responsibility. And our endurance that we have by the encouragement we get from the Word of God is what brings us on through. And I always said, Lord won't bring you to it if he ain't going to bring you through it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, I thank all of you all for that response on the reading. We're going to move on to the next question. It is, in what ways did you look up during that time? In what ways did you look up during that time? I believe anyone would like to speak on that. I believe most of that was answered in the last question. Okay. Make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
This is my first time doing this, you know.
Doing a good
now,
job.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Now, moving on to the next question. Now let's move to the final chapters of Deuteronomy, where Moses addresses Joshua directly in front of the Israelite peoples. Will someone pull up Deuteronomy 31, verse 7 and 8, please?
I have it.
Who's that?
Bill, you have it.
Bill,
yeah.
That's Bill. Okay,
yeah.
Bill, would you mind reading it for us, please, ma'am?
And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. Thou shalt cause them to inherit it, and the Lord, he it is, that thou go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the reading. Deuteronomy 31, 7 and 8, Sister Bear. Okay,
yes.
They are. You know, while she was reading that scripture, you know, how the Lord, you know, encourages, you know, telling Joshua to be encouraged and be strong, it reminded me of, you know, or the name Emmanuel, God with us.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and then it reminds of the words that Jesus spoke. Oh, I'm with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
You know, when you're doing a study in the words of God and it brings back memories of things that are related to the subject that you're studying, you know, it lets you realize that it ain't a waste to spend time in God's words. It's what I'm trying to say. We'll benefit from dwelling in God's word, and we'll see how to set one foot in front of the other as we go living our lives in this strange land, this strange world. We are new. We're just passing through. This is not our home, so we're not familiar with it. Amen?
True. Amen.
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 Okay. What are the first four words that Moses speaks to Joshua? What are the first four words that Moses speak to Joshua?
Be strong and of good courage.
Good courage.
Yeah.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. I enjoy this lesson here. Yeah. All right, then we're moving on to the next question. Thank you all very much. What would Joshua 2 responsibilities be? What would
Let
Joshua
not,
2...
Be not dismayed.
Come again?
His responsibilities were to go with the people into the land which the Lord had given them, had sworn unto the fathers to give them, and they shall inherit it. And the next one was
that was the second one, inherit.
Right.
That's what.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was the second one, inherit. Yeah, take the people
right.
to the land was one of his responsibilities, and inherit. The land was the other responsibility for them to inherit the land. Okay. Anyone else would like to speak up on? Got anything they would like to say or add? Man, there's no wrong answers here.
No, feel not.
Feel not.
And like Beth said, dismayed. Feel not.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You know, if you got a leader that is not courageous, is not strong, it sort of kill the spirit in the people. You know,
right? Yeah.
And we have to look on this. God is telling us here. For me,
we can't hear for somebody all that noise. I can't hear you.
Would you all mind if you're not speaking to mute your phone or get rid of the background noise, please?
The headphone mixes up the mute.
Okay. All right, that's better. That's better, everyone?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all. Okay, anyone else have any more they would like to add on to that question? Did anyone have a different, any more different answers?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we're going to move on. The next question, what guarantee does Moses give Joshua regarding God's help? What guarantee does Moses give Joshua regarding God's help?
I put Lord will be with him and will not leave him.
All right, that's just the one, all right?
God will go before him, and he will be with him always.
Mm-hmm.
You that Auntie Betty?
Uh huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
That was
great.
Me at first.
Mm-hmm. That was you to one at first?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for screaming that up. That y'all sounded practically alive to me. Okay. Anyone else got any different answers they would like to share? On that subject?
He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake nor fear thee. He will not, neither be dismayed.
They covered it all. Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Who was that, Sister Shirley?
Yes, they covered it all.
Okay. Thank you all very much. Moving on to the next question. Now, someone pull up Deuteronomy.
I got it.
34:9. Go ahead. Who is that? That one?
I got it, yes.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hand on him. So the Israelite obeyed him and did as the Lord has commanded Moses. That's it.
Amen, amen. And the question reads, what happens when Moses places hands on Joshua?
He was filled with the spirit of wisdom.
Filled with the spirit of wisdom. Thank
yeah.
you very much. Thank you very much. Did everyone come up with the same answer there? Or a different answer
yes.
there they would like to share? Okay, great, great. All right. Auntie Doc, would you like to read the next paragraph? What's important for us, please?
You're on mute, Doc. I can't hear you.
What is important for us to remember is that the same God who promised to be with Joshua promised his presence to us too. Whatever you are wondering or worried about today, God is present with you right now. You are not facing that situation alone.
Amen.
So we can confidently. Thank you, Auntie Dot.
Uh-huh.
So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no
yeah.
fear.
Amen.
What can mere people do to me? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6.
Mm-hmm. Am I Hebrew?
Yes. Yes, Hebrews
yeah.
chapter 13, verse 6.
Who got that?
It's in the margin.
It's in the book.
Lord.
It's in the margin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's in the margin.
The Lord is my helper.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
God,
we can say,
no
okay.
fear.
What can mere people do to me?
I will have. Okay. What can mere people do for me? Hebrews. Okay.
Great. Yeah, that's great. And that, and you know, these little... you know, insert of precepts of the Lord. They're good principles. You know, when I was coming up, you know, we had to learn a few things. And one thing I tried to learn the most that was more prevalent was the 23rd song.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we could take these little pieces of precepts, you know, out of the scripture and bind them to our heart. So it'll help our vision to see where we're going. And we'll have a better chance of getting there if we apply these words of the Lord, these precepts, until it enters into our life, into our thought process, into our decisions that we make. And most of all, we need to very much consider being very compassionate about our response back to others. How we treat others should be the way we want others to treat us. Amen?
Amen.
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 All right. Okay. Now, Auntie Doc, you just read Hebrews 13:6, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And thank you very much. Huh?
We're down to the last. On the page.
Yeah, the last course.
Last paragraph.
Yeah, last paragraph.
Last paragraph on 27.
Yeah, we're on 27, but we're at the question that they have after Auntie Dot read, you are not facing that situation alone. And I just inserted Hebrews 13:16 on the right side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we had, why do we not need to fear? That's the question. That's where we are. Everybody got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lord is,
all right. Go ahead.
The Lord is my helper, so I
Amen.
Will not fear.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
And you can also stay with confidence.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my strength. Whom shall I fear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And you still come up with no fear. Still no fear.
Yeah, no fear. I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
All right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. The way most people get enslaved onto sin in this life is that they fear death. They fear to die. And that type of fear is what enslaves people mentally, spiritually, and physically. It's a hard concept, but that fear is what enslaves us in this world. And that's why we need to reverence God.
Amen.
True love.
Yeah,
amen. Yep. Amen. True love casts away fear. You know, fear is a stressor. It'll kill you.
Yes, it will.
Give you high blood pressure.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Give you headaches. It's very stressful when you're in a moment of fear. And some things are just automatic because of our upbringing, the environment we have lived in and what they display on the television and in the neighborhood, communities, you know, around in life.
Right.
So we really need to focus on this fear thing more serious and take it more serious. We should just fear the Lord. Not fear him because we're scared of him, not that type of fear, but reverence him for who he are, for who he is.
Yes.
That should be enough. We look around and see God in everything. That should put a question mark in our mind, whom we should fear.
Right.
Why should we be afraid? Okay, don't be afraid for them that can only kill the body and after then can't do no more. But fear him that can kill the body and the soul.
So it's the soul, amen.
Amen. And everlasting hellfire.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, a lot of topics, a lot of situations in life, the reason we struggle so hard when those circumstances come into our life, because of the way we was upbrought. We don't spend enough time in the Word of God to be able to wisely make the decision that we make.
Sure.
And we are not taught. See, they got all religion. That's all good. But everyone got a Savior.
I did.
But God gave us free will to make our own choices. But we also need to realize out of the choices that we do make, whether right or wrong or whatever, there are consequences.
Amen.
And Jesus bear the consequences of the sin that we were born in, that he came to save us from, and the wounds that we picked up along the way. But the choices we make, if Jesus is the only one that done that, who do you really need in this life?
Amen.
Now that's a question that I ask. So that represents back to it. Whom should I fear? He say, in this world we'll have trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So in him we don't really have to deal with worldly matters, but while we're in it, they will come, those trials and tribulations.
Right.
And we have to be equipped to deal with it. And the first weapon that I choose is the Word of God.
Man.
I had to call on my God for this because it's just me. And look like I'm fighting a whole ocean. You know what I'm saying? A crowd. Battalion. It's just too many. I can't fight all them, not just a little bit of me. But then when I look to God, I can stand my ground and die with what I believe.
Amen.
And be willing to die for
amen.
Something than to keep dying over and over for nothing, you know? Dying to the purpose of your life. That's a death. I'm not just talking about dying from a murderer, you know, being shot. You know, I'm not talking about that type of death. I'm mostly talking about a spiritual death. Even though you live it, you're still dead.
Amen.
Because you're still alive enough to get caught up in dead matters. Amen.
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 So we should know who to fear and why do we fear, and let that fear be turned into referencing him. Give God what is his. Give him praise. Give him thanks for all that he do in our lives. And give him the honor that he is due, because only him did it. Nobody else came to save anybody.
That's right.
Amen. Well, I don't believe I'm a preacher. Okay, I'm just trying to make it very interesting.
Let's
go to Auntie Betty. Thank you all very much for being patient with me. And Auntie Betty, would you like to read Joshua Early Life, the last paragraph on page 27 in week 1?
Okay. Joshua Early Life is a reminder that every role and responsibility we are assigned matters. Moses wouldn't pick just anyone to be his assistant. He must have discerned something special in Josh before choosing to work closely with him. Each time we read about Joshua in the scripture, he gets the job done. He is a man of deep faith who isn't swayed by his powerful aspect of Moses, and he doesn't use his military influence for selfish means.
Amen.
You want me to continue?
Amen. Just hold where you are for the moment, Auntie Betty.
All right.
And you know, this sort of let us get a peep in how pride messes up so many people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, people that seek riches and seek power and be able to sway, use false weights to deceive people. So, you know, also, while we are studying the Word of God, we see that we're dealing with people that govern us have a lot of selfish ambitions, selfish goals.
Amen.
And they use selfish means to get it.
That is so true.
And we have to be aware of those, and we have to let them know sometime this is what you are and this is what you're doing. And you need to stop this, cause it ain't, or at least don't bring it to me, because I'm not going to be a part of that. I recognize it for what it is. So we got to be studying the Word of God so we'll be able to recognize these things, these selfish means, these parts of pride that eventually cause our downfall, because we stop depending on God and start depending on ourselves and what we got.
Amen.
But all we needed was the Word of God, Jesus.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was
God.
The
Word was God.
And the Word was
God. Word is
God.
Amen.
And that's Emmanuel.
Amen.
Jesus. And for all of you all that don't know, Joshua is the same name as Jesus. In Hebrew tongue, that's Jesus' name in Hebrew. It was Joshua, as they speak it in Hebrew, it's Yahshua, Yahweh Savior. God, Yahweh is God's holy name that is in the cross of the song that they couldn't change it. They couldn't cut it out, you know. Mm. I did a lot of research on it, and I see why they wanted to cut it out. Because they didn't want one name to have so much majesty, power, control, and taking care of everything, not just humans. And then the humans get up to try to emulate God Almighty and look at the danger it caused. Tampering into the signs. You know, we're better for God. What caused all these tornadoes and hurricanes, these storms?
That's right.
That is so devastating. Earthquakes and stuff. From people pulling away from God. Once the cycle get complete, that's when a disaster hit us. So we have to be aware and stay focused on this pride of life to come and to influence us to be drawn in to a deceitful manner. Amen?
Amen.
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 So at the beginning, Joshua named Hoshea, how you pronounce that? And Moses named him Joshua.
Well
okay.
That Joshua is the English translation of Yahshua.
Translation, yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just like Jesus is also an English translation of Yahshua.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So we're watching out for those shepherds' men. And Auntie Betty, would you like to go ahead and finish up, please?
Okay. Throughout this study, we will see Josh as the leader who isn't perfected by who love and trust God. A God who made bold promise and removed all uncertainty about the future. Essentially, God said, Josh, I will make sure that whatsoever you see will be yours. And his promise is a reflection of God's faithfulness and power.
Okay.
You will also see how Josh responds to making bold decisions as well as learning from his mistakes.
Amen. So out of the trials and tribulation that we have in life, whether we succeed or fail, we're supposed to learn a lesson out of it.
Yeah. If you don't, it's coming up. Yeah, that's right.
I didn't hear.
I said, if you don't learn, it's coming up again.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, I find a lot of people put things off to deal with later. But some things in this world, in this life, you can't put them off. They only get worse.
True.
Some things you have to admit, what the Word of God say, don't put off for tomorrow what you could do today.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because you don't know what tomorrow going to bring.
That's right.
True. But you have enough trouble in the day. You got to deal with the trouble in today that came yesterday. Along with what you already was dealing with from the past, other days, before we got to this day.
Amen.
That's tremendous responsibility on us to try to handle them without having a true and a loving shepherd to follow, who knows the way, who showed the way and invited us
in
the way to walk
he
with
is
him.
The way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He came to earth to show us the way.
Yes, I. I don't know why anyone with the love of God, like the God that we have, willing to give his life for us.
He gave his life for us.
He went through all the suffering and the pain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why we give thanks. That's why we give thanks to him. We give thanks because no one has to do. You know, sometimes you might find someone who will stand and die for his wife and maybe his family.
Mm-hmm.
But a total stranger, Somebody who's not of your family. That's asking a bit much.
And some of us wasn't even, well, all of us, none of us were born. We were still in our mother's womb.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes.
Yes.
You know, I feel we, as a people of God, are learning of God, walking with God, dwelling in His words, is what He wants us to do, to learn of Him by what He left for us to learn of Him from.
Yeah.
And not to be leaning upon our own understanding, trying to twist it the way it give us some glory. You know?
Right.
Hope somebody pat you on the
shoulder. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. But God have His ways, so we all, His focus now, that out of every experience in life is something God was trying to teach you, whether it was
Amen.
Good or bad, for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Auntie Betty, are you still up for this next paragraph?
Okay. Josh knows that the Canaanites aren't going to give up their land without a fight. Likewise, the Israelite has to do more than just announce, "We are here." They actually have to go into the land to fight for it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
I try to capture what the Israelites must have felt like. You know, these are the ones. Now, these are the ones that just been born. These ain't the ones that started out.
And the one that was in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yes.
See the newborn.
Right. They really don't know God unless they were told.
Yeah.
And see, back in the day, those traditions that our tribe or family that we carry, it will pass down to us from our family members.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of knowledge, wisdom. You know, a lot of us got jobs because we were taught by our father and mother how to do this job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they was into the job, they learned us. You know, passing down talents and gifts that to help us be able to survive or succeed in life, but on a godly purpose, with a godly purpose, I say. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so when it gets to where you ain't never fought, and then all of a sudden you got to fight for what's been given to you, promised to your forefather, that's a big responsibility to grasp all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Did not know God. But one thing I believe they did know, not to grumble. Not to grumble against Joshua the way they grumbled against Moses. Okay, Auntie Betty, you want to finish up with the last paragraph, please?
The Bible promises, and those who are God's daughters and sons, those who trust and follow Him, know what God has promised you. More important, have you claimed those promises for yourself? We could spend an entire week or more exploring the verses in Scripture that convey what God says He will do for us. But for now, let's just show it.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for a beautiful reading and very knowledgeable instructions. Amen. You know, God's word say, remind me of the promise I made to you. He ain't saying he don't know the promise that he made to you. He really saying, want to see, do you know the promise that I made to you? And how you going to know the old promise if you don't spend time in the Word of God?
Amen.
Amen.
True.
Yes,
true.
So, you know, it's 24 hours in a day. It's 7 days in a week. It's 4 to 5 months in a month. 365 days in a year. If you ask people how much time they give to God out of all that time, it'll be it come to a little pebble or a boulder. It won't add up too much at all. Most people. Now you got a few exceptional ones that does study the Word of God. Don't get me wrong. But see, we also have to realize we have to leave room for those who might have a chance to come and walk with God. So we have to be prepared to accept them into the family of God as God send them to us.
Yep.
And our response to others, even those in our own family members, we have to start doing it with compassion for one another.
Yeah.
I see the biggest, especially in our black families, controversy mostly takes over. What they call drama. They feed off of that. They feed us that on the network, in television, the movies, you know, in the sports and stuff. It's a raging spirit that gets us off our peaceful abode with Christ. So when our peace is being disturbed, what can we as an individual do ourselves to hold on to that peace to where it won't be disturbed? And the only solution that I have found, the only remedy that I have found all of my life, is the Word of God.
Amen.
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 It made me a little wiser. Now I got to learn how to apply that in my life. That's another job. But then we got to go through the process in order to complete our purpose for God. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. All right. So the Lord says, remind, go ahead.
No, go on.
I'm just wrapping it up. Again, I'm just saying the Lord said, remind me of the promises I made unto you. So by the end of this month, that the first of next month, I would like for everyone to come up with two or three promises or all of the promises that God made to us. Just give us something to do and give us time to do it. What, three weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a few minutes a day or hour out of the week or something like that. It shouldn't take that long. All we have to do now with this new technology is just pull it up.
Amen.
Amen.
So we won't have no excuses next month, will we? And thank you all very much.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So
let's look up each.
I was saying next Sunday we start on 28 and look up the verses. Are you ending it now?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
For
it's
the
7
night,
o'clock
yeah.
Now. We got about 1 minute.
Yeah, because you got to do the...
we got to do the birthday.
The sick and the
sick and
the chilling. And the clothes.
Okay, let's do the... Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, let's do... I enjoyed the lesson. I hope everyone got something that would help better their life or their walk with Jesus. Amen?
Yeah.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't have a sick and shut in list that I can run to right quick. I don't have it. I don't know where Angela keeps it. So what I will do Is anyone volunteered to say the second shirt in prayer tonight, today?
No.
Did we have any volunteer?
No.
No,
not for the second shirt in.
Not for the second shirt in.
Okay, would anyone would like to volunteer this time? Oh, I didn't even hear a no. I got to do it then. I got to. Okay, I'll do a prayer for the sick and the shut in. And what I do, I just include the whole creation of God. And that way I won't miss anybody or anyone or anything. Amen.
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 Does anyone have any one they would like to add unto the sick and shut in list?
You said you don't have the list, right?
No, I don't have the list. We can still, we'll be aware of whom we're praying for while we're live on the air. It'll be recorded.
Yes. The Lewis family, Sister Shirley and the Lewis family, and the Moore family, Sister Carrie Cody and her family. I'm not sure. That's right here in my neighborhood. So, you know, if anyone else knows of a sick person that needs to be on that list.
He was just going to pray for the whole universe.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
For everyone.
No, I just want to know who we need to add to the list also before I pray.
Yes, right. Okay.
I'm writing it down for Angela to put it wherever she keeps it at when she
returns.
Well,
it's already on the list. I'm sorry.
It's already on the list.
Okay. Yes. Sister Shirley and the Lewis family. Well, it was good for me to get it anyway.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, and Auntie Carrie, Cody.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else? Okay, thanks again, Sister Shirley. Well, can we all bow our heads for the sick and the shut in? Oh, I have one announcement. I'm asking for a special prayer for the Vernon Fountain family. They memorialized their son yesterday.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And,
yeah.
But Cadmack George, is that
Warrington.
Would you believe I should live that and forgot already? Thank you very much. Yes, all right. So, you know, we like to ask for you all to lift your prayers up to their family while they're going to this time of bereavement. And, you know, last week we were doing the same thing in our family for Sister Loretta Simmons. So I believe his name was Vernon Fountain Jr. I haven't seen him since he was a little boy.
Yes,
nice. Okay. All right, we bow our head. Let's have a moment of silence for that family, please. Amen.
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 May the God continue to bless us. Everyone bow their heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come in your presence to give you the thanks, the honor, and the glory to your name, asking you to look upon your creation, Lord. Look upon your children. Look upon everything that needs healing, everything that needs strengthening, everything that needs to be dissolved or absorbed by your presence, O Heavenly Father. Let your Holy Spirit be poured out upon the sick and the shut in. upon the bereavement, upon the those that's under tremendous stress and pressure, mental illness. Oh, Heavenly Father, even those that are just pure evil, reach out and touch your creation, oh, Heavenly Father. Heal the sick, bound the wounds. By Jesus Christ, you said we are healed, Lord. We believe in that. And help us to keep our unbelief more positive towards the goal of helping be an instrument for you to be able to work through, to reach out into many others, oh Lord, that need to hear your salvation, to need to hear of your healing miracles, Lord, need to know of your strong hand, or is it anything too hard for you? Oh Lord, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, cover us with the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And Lord, let nothing take us out of thy hands. Because without you, Lord, we are nothing.
Nothing.
And we thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, we're moving on. Let's see. I do have the birthday list. Yes, I. This is the month of April, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, April the 14th.
Yes.
April the 14th to the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I got that 14th. Oh, everybody, yesterday was Auntie Carrie Cody's birthday.
Yeah.
All right. On the 19th would be Sister Tawana's birthday, Tawana Thomas.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And on the 17th will be Sister Bera Millams.
No.
My 21st?
Yeah,
21st, yeah.
Okay, I see where they marked it out now. Okay, I see, 21st. Okay,
yeah.
I got someone else here. Is that Lakey Akalon? Matoya?
Yeah. But the 17th,
actually. It must be on the 17th, it's on that line. And I got,
Matoya
Simmons. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got a latte melon.
Latte melon?
I don't know who that is. I can't read that. It is like melon. It's like L-A-T.
Latte? I don't know.
L-A-T something. Melons. Then I could say John. I see a John also.
See who?
Okay, I don't know. I can't get it all clear. I'm just calling out what I see all in that little packet.
Okay.
All right, I have Cheryl Richardson, Sister Cheryl Richardson on the 18th.
Right.
Sister Mildred Tompkins on the 21st.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And the birthday.
Oh,
that's
Travis.
17. That's probably Andy.
Who was on the 17th?
Andrea.
Oliver's daughter. Andrea. Andy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the 17th?
Yes, the 17th.
Yeah, Nora on the 20th.
There's a lot of April
Fools. Hold on just a minute. Okay. Andy on the 17th.
Uh-huh.
And on the 20th is Auntie Elnora.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyone else?
I think I got, wait a minute.
On the 18th, I got the late Robert Lowe.
Okay.
And the late Douglas Flappy, see you.
Oh. Okay.
And I got John Elliott Varner. That's my brother.
Okay.
Yes, that brother John.
Okay.
John Varner. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I ain't gonna put nobody under the gun today. I ain't gonna throw nobody under the bus. I'm gonna sing the happy birthday song.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, Auntie Dot, does that about conclude
the show
for this evening?
You got it. What? You got to size of people for tomorrow, next Sunday, open prayer.
Right.
And Miss Shirley doing the closing prayer tonight.
Okay.
So.
Thanks, Auntie. Sister Shirley, you doing the closing prayer tonight?
He must be mute.
Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Are you ready for the closing prayer?
No, we're putting assign points for next week first.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you do the closing prayer, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you all very much. Thanks, Auntie Dot. Okay. The first thing we have is the opening prayer. Any volunteers for the opening prayer next Sunday?
I guess I'll do it again, Lord.
Yes, Sister Bell?
Yes.
You did a great job.
You can do another one.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I got Sister Bell for the opening prayer next week. That's the 21st, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing I have is the prayer for the sick and shut in. Any volunteers?
I guess we left up for Angela.
Okay.
Leave it up for Angela, Hubert.
Okay, I will, Auntie. Thank you very much. Okay, and next we have the birthday song.
The closing prayer.
I need that up.
The closing prayer.
Okay. After the birthday song, right? Yeah. I'm trying to get a format, so just in case I have to post again, I have a guideline to go by, if you all don't mind.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the closing prayer.
Okay, closing prayer.
For next week.
Any volunteers?
Oh, closing prayer for next week.
Yes, closing prayer for April the 21st, next Sunday. Okay, I'll do the closing prayer next Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go over right quick what I got. I got the opening prayer by Bearer, Sister Bearer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got this prayer, sick and shut in, open for Sister Patton.
Yeah.
Birthday song, open for Sister Patton. And closing prayer by Deacon Lowe.
All right.
Amen.
All right, Sister Shirley, you can take us on out of here. We can get to eating dinner.
Okay.
Oh, it's almost bedtime where you all are, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our God, our Father, we thank you once more and again for blessing us to witness another Sunday evening conference time. Lord, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt as we went through and studied your word. Lord, we ask that this holy time continue to strengthen us throughout this week. Let it empower us to study your word more. Let it empower us to study your word more and let our lives reflect that we are your faithful believers. Let our lives be a light for those living in darkness and those that don't know you in the part of their sin. Lord, help us to love one another. Help and encourage one another each and every day of our lives. Help us to see the good in each other and live like we know you love us all. Now, Lord, when we come to the end of our journey, when it's your time to call and ours to answer, we pray that we will be so close to you that we can lay our head in your bosom and rest our lives away as you welcome us into your kingdom. Lord, if it is your will, bring us to this place and time again next week. Help us to share the good news that we have received from your holy word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Shirley. Sister Shirley, that was a magnificent prayer.
Amen.
Okay, well, that concludes our show for this evening. Anyone have any last words they would like to say before we go off the air?
What happened to your mother and Angela?
Oh, they had a pastor. He was preaching at another church this evening.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Anniversary. They was having an anniversary, and the pastor is the guest speaker.
Okay.
He the speaker. So they went there to support him, him. I stayed on. I wasn't feeling good, but I did decide that I started feeling better to go ahead on and post the show.
Yeah. You did a great job. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I'm feeling better already. Anytime I can get into the Word of God for me.
Yeah, do it.
Yes, anytime.
It was a good discussion today, too.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you all. Yes, it was. All right. Well, we'll start next week on page 27 or 28.
28.
Addition versus God from us. Okay. All right. I'd like to thank you all for joining. And it's no better place to be than in the Word of God. And it's nothing better than for a family to be in prayer unto the Lord. And like I said,
Amen.
And I said again, may the Lord continue to bless us all. And you all have a blessed week. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you also.
You have a blessed week as well.
I love you guys. Good night.
Love you.
Good night. Oh, thanks, bro. I had a little help from Auntie. She got me lined up, brother. I had no idea how we participated, but I didn't know how it goes, you know, how they were doing it, you know.